It's Friday night, and it's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz. I'm Jake, that's Buzz. We got Kurt Kilman in studio. And Megan, thanks for your work this week as well. Plenty of other people to thank. We'll get throughout the show on that. But Buzz, say hey to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
And it's a great night. It's a cool, crisp 3 degrees outside, buddy.
What's going on?
Let's go. It's finally winter time, I feel like, huh?
I don't know. I don't like this cold. I tell you what, if it's going to snow, which everybody's saying, I don't know, we're going to get a bunch of snow. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Give me the snow. If it's this cold,
I need something.
Let's give me some snow with it.
Okay. All right. Get some snow. Get a little bit of school cancellations. I know the kids are, we had some cancellations from today. We got cancellations already coming in up for Monday next week already. The old adage of I used to walk uphill both ways in the snow with my sandals on and 3 miles to get to school. That old adage, you know, that always shows up this time of the year, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then you were telling me a story earlier today about back out in Steamboat when you were growing up. You know, you didn't even realize what a snow day really was because you guys always had school.
No, that's the crazy thing. If you're a lifelong Kansas native, you may not even think this is a thing, but I grew up in Colorado and we didn't have snow days. We had 12 feet of snow every year. We never had a snow day.
Yeah.
First grade all the way through high school, never a snow day. I had no clue what a snow day even was until I came to school in Kansas, and then all of a sudden we get days off with snow. I loved it.
And then you said you were standing at the bus, or you're walking or standing at the bus stop or something. You had a little thermometer with you?
Well, yeah, because sometimes now you hear, I just saw a school cancellation come through with extreme cold.
Sure.
Temperature. So you got kids walking to school, standing at the bus stop, whatever. Again, you're going to mock me.
Back in my day,
I had a little deal on my jacket, my big old thick winter jacket. And it was Colorado, so we bundled up a little more probably, but it was a little thermometer. And I remember it was negative 22 degrees one morning standing at the bus stop. But that we didn't know any different. That's just what it was.
Right. And that wasn't wind chill. That was real temp.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, people don't tune into this show to hear our...
I know. They don't.
Our stories or our thoughts on weather. They care about the sports side of things, Boston. It's mid-season tournament time. And thank the good Lord in heaven for incoming weather, because that meant pretty much every tournament was trying to finish their tournament today instead of tomorrow, which is great for us. And it made it for opportunities for you and I to actually go take in some basketball games this week. We'll break those down all throughout the evening. We have our gift card winner to mention to you as well. First time ever that we've had a multi-time winner on the gift card.
A multi-time winner?
What do you want to say instead?
I don't know.
Just a multi-winner? Is it a multi-time?
I don't know, like a two-time winner would probably be...
Well, multi is more than one, right?
Yeah, but I just don't know. It sounded funny. A multi-time...
Well, some things I say are just
multi-time winner.
Okay, multi-time winner. Somebody won for the second time. How about that?
Hey.
First time it's ever happened.
There you go.
And Boz and I were at our location today for 3 hours. The first time this has ever happened.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't busting down the door to try and win a gift card. It was a great change of pace for us when it comes to that. So we'll break that down here in just a little bit. But the people want to know about scores, Boz. How about some scores from tonight?
Okay, girls' scores. Riley County, they get the win tonight over Heston, 38-36. Blue Valley defeats Axtell, 45-44. My goodness, close games with these scores early on. Another close one, D West, they get the win over Clifton Clyde, 57-54. Troy, they defeat Nemaha Central, 50-37. Washington County gets the win over Frankfort, 37-32. Marysville defeated Jackson Heights, 42-30. Centralia, they get the win over Lynn, 57-41. Holton, they defeat St. Mary's, 52-41. Rock Creek, just heard that game. They defeated Hiawatha, 43-33. That's all the scores we got on the girls' side. We need a whole bunch of scores. Yeah, we've got, and a lot of these games, I would assume they're probably over by now, but we need Atchison versus Perry Compton, NEK versus ACCHS, Bishop Ward versus McLeod, Horton versus KC Christian, Paola versus Sabetha, Rossville versus Oskaloosa, Valley Falls versus JCN, Pleasant Ridge versus Maranatha, Valley Heights versus Hanover, Morehill Mount Academy versus Riverside, Burlington versus Silver Lake, and Santa Fe Trail at Royal Valley. So we got a whole bunch of scores that we do not have yet tonight on the girls' side.
I just got one that came in for you on the girls' side. Atchison, the Lady
Phoenix,
get third place in the JCN tournament. They defeated Perry LeCompton 41-40.
Oh, my dark horse.
Yes.
Man, 41-40.
41-40 on that girls' game.
All right.
All right, on the guys' side.
Okay, moving on to the guys. D. West gets a big win tonight over Clifton Clyde, 50-47. Blue Valley defeats Washington County, 55-40. Riley County, they get the win over Remington, 48-40. Atchison,
the Phoenix,
remains perfect on the season. They defeated Leavenworth, 73-66. Hanover, this one a little bit shocking.
Yeah,
we might talk about that in a little bit. Hanover, they defeated Axtell. We knew that'd be a great game. I mean, two top-ranked teams, but a little shocking how the score turned out. Hanover 75, Axtell 48. Maybe just one of those nights for Axtell.
Yeah.
Hiawatha, they
shocked
get the
by
win.
The score. For
yeah,
sure.
For sure. Hiawatha gets the win over Nemaha Central 61-54. Frankfort defeats Valley Heights 52-29. JCN, they get the win over Oskaloosa 54-45. And that is it on the guys' scores.
Yeah.
So far. We probably still have some games going on right now, actually. The scores we still need, Centralia versus Lynn, Santa Fe Trail at Royal Valley, Maranatha versus Pleasant Ridge, ACCHS versus Veritas Christian, Jackson Heights versus Troy. We know that game is in progress.
Yep.
St. Mary's versus Rock Creek, Horton versus McClouth, Moore Hillman Academy versus Riverside.
St. Mary's Rock Creek game going on right now as well.
Yep. Ottawa versus Sabetha and Silver Lake versus Burlington. And actually we do, so this is an add-on score here. With the tournament schedules getting flipped upside down with the weather, Atchison played this morning. So
twice.
Well, they played this morning. They're playing right now.
No,
Atchison versus Eudora is the championship game.
Oh, yeah.
That
sorry.
Is probably going on, I think, 6:30, 7 o'clock, somewhere around there. So we do need that score if somebody has that as well. But
yeah.
Atchison played earlier today, and they defeated, I don't even remember where it was at now, on my list, they defeated Leavenworth 73-66. So, again, playing two games in one day trying to get this tournament wrapped up and concluded before the storm hits.
Yeah, we got a lot to get through then, it sounds like, huh?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. So that's a lot. We need a lot. We need the help. Obviously, we're with mid-season tournament time, it makes for a big-time adjustment when it comes to, because there's a lot of games being played. Boz just referenced one specific, Atchison High, the Phoenix. They had to play two games today, one in the morning, and their semifinal on the guys' side, and the championship game that started at 6 o'clock scheduled, so it could be going on still right now. But again, there's a lot of games that happened this week, so just so you know, we want to throw it out there early. We know that there's still games going on, so we're going to have listeners that start piling in, you know, an hour or two of this show, wanting to know what's going on and everything. But those of you that are with us right now, any Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee you've got, Boss and I made an executive decision as the two of us, right?
It's our show.
It's our show. We're going to make adjustments as we see fit. Typically, it is tonight's game.
Only.
Only. So there's always two, maybe three games a week, but the only nominees that can count for a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner is from Friday night. No, not the case for midseason tournament time,
yeah.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. We see a lot of games being played throughout the week, and there's so much good basketball and good performances throughout the week. It's the only time we kind of make that exception.
Yeah.
If you got somebody that had a phenomenal game and it was a Monday or Tuesday or Thursday, let us know about it. We want to get as many kids on the list as possible, so we're expanding it beyond just tonight.
Just coming in, Atchison.
The Phoenix,
they defeat Eudora 74-64 to win the Tonganoxie Invitational.
What was that score again?
74-64. Atchison, the Phoenix with the big-time win. They remain perfect in 4A, top two ranking, and the other undefeated 4A team in progress right now against local St. Mary's in the Thunder Classic Championship game.
Yeah, we'll probably break that down a little bit later.
Yeah.
First time we got to see Rock Creek, number one team in Class 4A, no joke.
I wouldn't want to play them.
No.
Just being very upfront, I would not want to play that team.
Well, like right now when we're old? Well, you're old.
We're old?
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing. I think about this a lot. Like, that's a team, when I was, back in the day, when I was playing, that's a team I would love to play.
Sure.
Absolutely. But
well,
no,
yeah,
now.
In your prime, sure.
two times up and down the court running at that speed, and I wouldn't be able to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done. Check me out. Get me a sloppy nacho, and I'll sit on the bench with Coach drinking a diet soda. All right? That's the phase I'm in right now.
Hold on. You just said, give me a sloppy nacho with a diet soda.
Well, yeah, I don't need all the calories. All right? Give me the sloppy nacho. That's enough.
And I'm going to save some calories with the diet soda.
Yeah, exactly. That 150 calorie right there from that soda, not needed in that moment.
Okay.
We've got some recaps we'll get to you from throughout the area, the big-time games. We'll break down all the midseason tournament action from across the area. We had 8 different midseason tournaments that we were tracking all week long. You can always go to mscsports.net and check out stories from featured tournaments where we were broadcasting live from throughout the week. Also, re-listen to the action as well. But again, we talked about the games that we decided to go to. Well, we're going to make you wait after our first break. But Boz and I chose one tournament to highlight where a majority of the teams were local teams that we were looking to watch, gauge on, and figure out how they were playing during the midseason time. We'll break that down for you. We've got more scores coming in, and Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees coming in as we speak. So this is an opportunity for you to light up the Giant Communications hotline right now at 785-547-3461. That's the phone number for you to call right now and give us your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee, or if you have a score that we are needing, you can call us on the Giant Communications hotline. When it comes to business, internet, local matters, Giant Communications delivers fast, reliable service backed by local teams who live in our community. From small offices to growing companies, Giant keeps you your business connected and moving forward. Learn more at giantcomm.net. We're going to step aside for our first timeout. We come back, we got more scores to get through as well here. And again, we're going to break down the midseason tournaments. Boss and I were at one location. We'll talk about the gift card we gave away. A lot more to do. It's an early edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Stick with us here on MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Luker several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Luker and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Luker introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's my favorite segment every single week, Buzz. Was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
All right, back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz. I'm Jake, that's Buzz.
Hey.
Oh, man, you beat me to the punch.
I know, I was going right into it.
Holy cow, that scared me.
We don't want people to be confused.
Well, they still are. They still are. They were in an area yesterday, and the gentleman said, "Hey, Boz, can you help me out with something real quick?" Yes, sure. I didn't even correct him. I think I'm just done with that. You know, people want to think Boz is a dapper young man.
I am.
Then they can think that. And if they want to think Jake is an old soul, old man, then that's fine, too.
That's right.
Nothing? I just called you old, and you look old, and people don't think so?
That's right.
All right. It is what it is. Scoreboard Show rolls on here, presented by Community National Bank. We're glad you're hanging out with us on a Friday. It's a little bit early. Yeah, we understand that. The main reason why, just so you are aware, is because of the weather changes and the way they moved up tournament games. Initial schedule had games starting at 6 and 7:30. At a majority of our area tournaments that we were covering on our radio stations, they got moved up. And then also with the championship game of the Thunder Classic, only featuring one local team, and that local team being St. Mary's, then we decided not to cover that game. So that game in progress right now over at the Thunder Classic for the boys championship. That's why we had the opportunity, and we were happy to oblige. Jumping on just a little bit early, would you agree?
I would agree. It's kind of nice. I mean, we don't typically get to go to a whole lot of games, so when we have an opportunity, we can go catch a whole bunch and see a lot of teams. It's awesome.
Our tournament this week, we decided to go to the Thunder Classic this week, the 12th annual Thunder Classic. The Jerry Odom three-point shooting contest was a lot of fun to watch. A lot of really good competition, and that's what I do love about that specific tournament is the variance you get in teams, classifications. You got 4A schools, 3A schools, 2A schools, 1A schools. I mean, top to bottom, really, all in that tournament, and it's great competition. The officials there, we had the pleasure of getting to hang out and see George Ebert just a little bit as well. Good to see him on the basketball court doing what he's done so well for over 50 years, and just giving back to our community kids by being an official, long-time official, and doing that. And Boz and I got to jump on and do some games this week with BTAD, and that was also a lot of fun as well. But our winner this week, tonight, it was hysterical, Boz, because when people, they would come up and they would talk with us, say hi, you know, whatever it might be, but they never asked if it was our game of the week.
Like, it was a little weird.
It was.
Just a weird week, and I mean, we show up at, normally, girls' game, we're there at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And so,
not super early, we would be there right around the tip-off.
So yeah, we were there, and I think part of it too, here's another thing. We were sitting at the broadcast booth, and I'm wondering if people were like, man, we can't really go up and say something now. I mean, they're kind of busy. And
I had people yesterday saying that to us.
Okay.
They were interrupting in the quarter breaks, tapping my shoulder. Hey, is this your game of the week? I'm like, guys, I'm not wearing my Ravens jersey today, okay? So it's not today. But, yes, I would agree that maybe that was the case. But, nevertheless, after the third-place girls' championship game, when Troy girls defeated Nemaha Central 50-37 in that one, you and I were walking to the hospitality hall, and I got flagged by Miss Robin Sides. And she grabbed my shoulder. She goes, Jacob Boss, it's your game of the week.
Yeah.
And I said, boom, there it is. 3 hours after we showed up to Nemaha Central High School.
A little different.
It was a little bit different, and that was okay. And as soon as I gave her the gift card, I said, come over here, let's take a picture. I had a parent from Hiawatha, from Troy, another one from Holton. They all said, we just assumed you already gave it away.
Yeah, it was weird like that.
And I said, you know, it never hurts to ask.
Nope.
Never hurts to ask. Even if we got to say, sorry, we already gave it away. Go ahead and ask. You never know. We might have a $50 gift card in our pocket we're going to give away to you. And this week's gift card is going to Robin Sides from Jackson Heights tonight, as Jackson Heights is up at that Thunder Classic. And before we go into everything that she won, Boz, hospitality to the max at Nemaha Central High School, my friend.
You know, I would say we're somewhat of connoisseurs of concession stands, hospitality rooms, all the different tournaments we've broadcast, sub-state tournaments, state tournaments.
Yeah.
We frequent hospitality rooms.
Peruse around.
And this one here at Seneca, no joke.
Mm.
I mean, they had some good eats. We spent plenty of time in the hospitality room tonight.
Saw a couple of coaches that couldn't stay out
and
of it either.
Yeah, we did, actually, sneaking cookies, if
sneaking
I remember.
Sneaking cookies. We ain't going to talk about that, though. Don't want to throw him under the bus, Jasper. But the fact that happened, you know. Anyway, but yeah, shout out to everybody. Kelly Williams, athletic director at Nemaha Central High School, runs an amazing tournament. His staff, the volunteers with the hospitality area, they take great care. And then I was asking questions because I wanted to give some free pub for these people that stepped in. But I know that I think it was Honeyman Brothers and Nemaha Valley Motors pitched in, and they all, those two combined businesses, bought 5 large pizzas for each school that was there.
Yeah, really cool.
5 large pizzas goes to each basketball team that participated. How cool is that? Freddy's Pizza Palace is where they got it from, a local place there in Seneca. And so really, really cool that those businesses stepped up. Again, just credit to the community for saying, hey, we want to have a great tournament, want people to come back. We got to take care of them. And there was a team that was in that tournament from Wichita that came in and said, this is the best that we've ever been treated at any site that we've gone to. So they thanked them, hands over fist. I said it on the broadcast earlier, too. Not the best hospitality hall, because I just can't dethrone Dodge City.
No, here's the point.
But they're second in my book.
Yeah, Dodge City's really good. But that's a little different level, I think. It's a state tournament venue. Keisha is in charge of that. They probably have, I would say, maybe a little deeper pockets to put on a top-notch hospitality room.
Yeah.
But this is a local high school tournament. You got local businesses chipping in and helping out with it. So, yeah, if we're just talking local regular season type stuff,
yeah,
they're no joke. But Dodge City's really good, too.
Yeah, and again, no disrespect to any other places that have it.
Yeah.
Where Boz and I have gone, and they treat us well. So if you want us to come check out your hospitality hall, give you some free pub, I mean, Boz, you going to say no?
No, I'm not.
No. Again, I said it on our broadcast earlier. If you've seen me, I like to eat. I mean, I had a plate and a half of spaghetti tonight, and I'm not even upset about it. But a diet soda that had with it.
I love a listener even put in the Facebook chat, sound nutritional advice, in my opinion.
That's right. Just
going with the diet soda after the plate of spaghetti.
Save the
sloppy nachos.
Save the calories, man. Save those calories.
That's awesome.
All right, people are wanting to know about some scores, Boz. I know we had a bunch of them come in here tonight. How about them?
Okay, here's what we got. We still need quite a few, but we're making some progress here. Riley County, they get the win over Heston 38-36. Blue Valley, they defeat Axtell 45-44. 3-point win for Doniphan West over Clifton Clyde 57-54. Troy, they get the win over Nemaha Central 50-37. Atchison, 1-point win over Perry Compton 41-40. NEK, they jumped all over ACCHS tonight 65-19. Washington County gets the win over Frankfort 37-32. Marysville victorious over Jackson Heights 42-30. Rossville, they get the win over Oskaloosa 59-51. JCN, they get the victory over Valley Falls 35-24. Centralia, TVL tournament championships. Centralia, they defeat Lynn 57-41. Holton, they get the win over St. Mary's 52-41. Rock Creek defeats Hiawatha 43-33. Riverside, score that just came in. Riverside gets the win, and they are the McLeod
champions.
Tournament champions. Riverside defeated Marhill Mount Academy 43-32. And Silver Lake girls remain unbeaten, dominating fashion tonight in their Burlington tournament championship. They defeat the host team Burlington 60-35.
And that was number six ranked 3A team, Burlington, as well.
We've talked about Silver Lake.
They're not losing.
We've talked about them plenty of times this season, and folks, they are
real
they're the real deal, no doubt about it. So that's the scores that we have on the girls' side. Here's what we need. Bishop Ward versus McLeod, Horton versus Casey Christian, Paola versus Sabetha, Pleasant Ridge versus Maranatha, Valley Heights versus Hanover, and Santa Fe Trail at Royal Valley. So we've cut into this
pretty good.
Yeah, the list. We only need five, six scores now on the girls' side.
Okay, doing pretty good on the girls' side of things. How about you flip it and go to the guys' side?
All right, boys, Doniphan West, they defeat Clifton Clyde 50-47. They take third place in the TVL tournament. Blue Valley, they get the win over Washington County 55-40. Riley County, they get the win over Remington 48-40. Atchison remains perfect.
Phoenix!
And again, this was the semifinal game this morning. They defeated Leavenworth 73-66. Hanover, they get the win over Axtell 75-40. And that's the championship game as well, the TVL tournament. Hanover gets the win in that one. Hiawatha, they defeat Nemaha Central for third place in the Thunder Classic. Hiawatha wins 61-54. Frankfort, they defeat Valley Heights 52-29. JCN, they get the win over Oskaloosa 54-45. And then the finale for Atchison, the championship game.
Phoenix.
Atchison defeated Eudora 74-64. Okay. Remaining perfect on the season, 12-0.
Now, I know we got a couple games. I know Riverside's still going on right now against Mar Hill in the McLeod Invitational Boys Championship. We also have St. Mary's Rock Creek going on in the Thunder Classic Championship game. Aside from those two, Boz, what other boys' scores are we needing?
On the boys' side, Centralia versus Lynn. I feel like we did somebody. I don't know. We're gonna have to look. I feel like I've seen that score, but we'll update it if we do have it. Santa Fe Trail
girls beat.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. Santa Fe Trail at Royal Valley, Maranatha at Pea Ridge, ACCHS versus Veritas Christian, Jackson Heights versus Troy. That game's going on right now. St. Mary's Rock Creek also going on right now. Horton versus McLeod, Marhill Mount Academy versus Riverside, Ottawa versus Sabetha, and Silver Lake versus Burlington.
Okay, so those are the scores we still need right now.
Yep.
Across the area. Okay, just got a game ball that was emailed into me, Boz.
Okay.
How about a new rendition of this? And this is something I'm not, Boz and I will never send out our personal cell phone numbers. But you can always email me as well if that's easier for you as a coach or a student. I mean, we've had kids that have nominated their fellow classmates. This one is Chance Jenkins from Jefferson County North. A senior guard had 19 points, led JCN in their win versus Oskaloosa in this tournament, also selected as an all-tournament team member.
Okay.
Right on. 19 points, Chance Jenkins. I think Grandpa Gary actually nominated him a few weeks ago, maybe it was just last week.
All right.
And he said, I don't know what he had, but he had a great game. And then I think he ended up saying he had 20 points. So Chance Jenkins playing big-time ball for Corey Knowles' squad there at JCN.
I like it.
Okay, other nominees that we've got so far, Boz. People, if you want to put somebody on this list that you don't hear again, it's all tournament week long. It is not just tonight. It is not just right now. It is opportunistic for you. If somebody had a great game earlier in the week in a quarterfinal, open round, semifinal, or backside of the bracket, I don't care. If they balled out, put them on the dadgum list. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now at 785-547-3461. Yes, I threw a dadgum out there.
Get them on the dadgum list.
Come on now. We need them. 785-547-3461. Phone lines are open for you. The Giant Communications Hotline. When your business is important to you, you need to look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net. They can take your business to the next level with all their comprehensive phone and internet service, providing options for you. giantcomm.net to learn more. Other nominees we got so far, buddy?
Here's what we got up for nominees. Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde.
Baller.
She's been on this list a ton over the last several years that we've been doing this show. And this is one from earlier in the week. She had 20 points in that ball game, but here's the bigger deal. She is now the record holder for career points at Clifton Clyde High School. 1,660 career points for Sevi Wirtz.
Well,
congratulations on that. Caitlin Detweiler from Axtell, she had 21 points. And again, these are games, they might have been a couple days ago, so I'm not exactly sure. I usually say that was tonight, because we usually do Friday nights. But she had 21 points in that ball game. Josie Haverkamp from Centralia.
Part of the Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers. And I got both of them on the list right here.
Twin Towers activate.
20 points, 10 boards, double-double for Josie Haverkamp,
double-double,
which is great in itself to have one player on your team with a double-double. Let's add another one.
Oh, no.
Tava Gibbs, the other part of the Twin Towers from Centralia. She had 10 points, 13 boards.
Ooh.
Both those girls flat getting it done. Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha, she had 26 points in a ball game earlier this week. Kinsey Nelson from Hiawatha, double-double for her, 12 points, 11 boards.
Come on now.
She's a rebounding machine.
Machine.
And Natalie Strothman from Axtell, she got her 500th career beat at rebound. Talk about rebounding machines.
Wow.
That happened earlier this week in the TVL tournament. So those are our girls' nominees.
Okay.
I just got one coming in right here.
Yeah.
Harper Wettstein from Troy, their third-place win in the Thunder Classic. She had, in three games, 71 total points.
Wow.
In three games.
Does that surprise you?
It does not surprise me.
That's still impressive.
One of the top scorers in the state.
23.5 points a game.
That's all right. I mean,
not bad.
That's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, we'll get her on the list for sure. On the boys' side of things, Coulter Peterson from Donovan West. He was a game ball winner here a couple weeks ago. He had 16 points in a ball game earlier this week. Cooper Bruna from Hanover, he had a good night with 24 points. Quentin Aldifer.
Q&A made the list.
Q&A from Centralia. Now get this here.
I'm listening.
It's a good one. 32 points. That's pretty good. But he broke the school record with 10. Let me say that again. 10 made three-pointers in that ballgame. Flat shooting, lights out. Colin Shaughnessy, another young man we're familiar with from Axtell, he had 30 points in their win against Centralia in the first round of the TVL tournament. He surpassed 1,000 career points. Young man,
ballers,
can play,
man.
He can play some ball.
Wow.
And then the nominee you just mentioned, Chance Jenkins, JCN, 19 points, all-tournament team winner. So that is our list so far tonight. If you got somebody you want on it, you got to let us know.
That's right. No doubt about it. Hey, going back to that Q&A thing really quick.
Okay.
You said 32 points, 10 threes. The previous school record was 8 threes in a game.
Yeah.
You know the name Bronx Tally that is currently on the Centralia team?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. His dad, Ross, had that record before Quentin Aldifer did. So,
no more.
No more for that. And then one more nominee just coming in right now is Jace Johnson of Royal Valley. Broke the school single-game steals record with 10. He had 10 steals in the game yesterday against Chapman, breaking the previous mark of 6. So didn't just break it, Boz, shattered it.
Well, yeah, he did.
The previous record was held by some names you might recognize, like Knoxville Wessick and Mason Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay. So 10 steals in one basketball game, Jace Johnson of Royal Valley, with that nominee coming in as well.
Nice.
All right, so you've got plenty of chances. What's that phone number, Boz?
785-547-3461. 6-1.
We're also going to talk about a pretty cool thing happening next week, and it's going to be recognizing the 1976 Grand State Champions. It's happening next week. Don't do this if you're driving. I guess you could. Just keep one hand on the wheel. But raise your hand if you remember the Grand State Championship basketball tournament. We've got some fun history to talk about with that. Next week, recognition for a local team that won it all classes, back in 1976. That's coming up. We've got recaps from our area games of the week from the tournaments that they were at, and much more to get through here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a Friday. It's 8:42. Holy cow, what are we doing on the air right now?
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
around the world. To the beach, y'all. Let's go.
Boz, what are they playing out there?
They playing basketball.
So, yeah. To the beach, y'all.
These kids out there playing some basketball. Mid-season tournament style this time around here on the MSC Radio Network. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
You didn't scare me that time. I appreciate it. Kurt Kilman's still in studio with us here this evening. And special thanks to everybody that's been a part of the MSC Radio Network this week. With all the games that we've done throughout the area, we did 12 Twin Valley League games in midseason tournament, 10 at the Thunder Classic. We've done six or seven in the Burlington tournament. And let's see, where else have we done some more games at? I guess 12 or 10 on radio, I should say, exclusively from the Thunder Classic. A few channel games picked up there as well. So just a lot of coverage. MSCSports.net, if you want to re-listen or re-watch any of the coverage from the week, that's the place to go. How about some scores from tonight, Boz?
Hey, on the girls' side of things, Riley County, they defeat Heston 38-36. Blue Valley, 1-point win over Axtell. Tonight, 45-44. Donovan West, they get the win over Clifton Clyde, 57-44. Troy, they take third place in the Thunder Classic with their win over Nemaha Central, 50-37. Atchison, they defeated Perry LeCompton. This is the third place game of the JCN tournament. Atchison got the win over Perry LeCompton, 41-40. My dark horse, they were so close.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8-8 on the season right now, so we still got hope. NEK,
okay,
we'll talk about it more later. NEK, they get the win over ACCHS 65-19. Washington County, they get the win over Frankfort 37-32. Marysville defeats Jackson Heights 42-30. Rossville, they got the win over Oskaloosa 59-51. JCN victorious over Valley Falls 35-24. Centralia, TVL Tournament Championship winners, they defeat Lynn 57-41. Holton, they get the win over St. Mary's 52-41. Rock Creek defeats Hiawatha 43-33. Riverside, that was the McLouth Tournament Champion.
Yep.
Riverside defeated Marhill Mount Academy 43-32. And in the Burlington Tournament, the champions, the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, they knock off Burlington 60-35. Impressive.
Wow.
Impressive win by the Silver Lake team.
No doubt about it.
That is all the scores we got. We still need a handful here. Bishop Ward versus McLeod, Horton versus Casey Christian, Paola versus Sabetha, Pleasant Ridge versus Maranatha, Valley Heights versus Hanover.
That's a big one that I'm curious about.
Yes, it is for sure. That's the fifth place game in the TVL tournament.
Yeah.
And then Santa Fe Trail at Royal Valley. So we need six scores yet on the girls' side.
So that's what we still need on the girls' side of things. And on the guys' side of things, my man?
On the guys' side, Donovan West, they defeated Clifton Clyde 50-47. That was the TVL tournament third place game. Blue Valley, they defeat Washington County 55-40. Riley County gets the win over Remington 48-40. Atchison, this was a semifinal.
Phoenix.
Semifinal this morning, they defeated Leavenworth 73-66. TVL tournament championship game on the boys' side saw Hanover defeat Axtell 75-48. The third
Burger,
that's what
I'm getting.
Where
there.
You've been missing? I just now thought of that. You've been missing a bunch, dude.
I'm looking for scores.
Man, well, focus, dude. Pay attention.
My bad, dog. My bad, dog.
Nemaha Central, this was third place Thunder Classic. Nemaha Central falls to Hiawatha 61-54. Frankfort gets the win over Valley Heights 52-29. JCN, they got the win over Oskaloosa 54-45. And second game of the day for Atchison,
Phoenix.
The final, they defeated Eudora 74-64.
I was ready for that one.
All right, there you go. You
and
were
I,
on it.
And I just got a. I was a little distracted because our very own Gus Couch just sent in a picture of the Phoenix holding their, I mean, that's a cool trophy.
Okay.
That they got for winning the Tonganoxie Invitational Tournament.
Nice.
So pretty cool.
Yep.
Pretty cool stuff going on. A lot of area teams, obviously, participating in these midseason tournaments. A lot of teams winning some championships. A lot of teams learning about their team. A lot of coaches understanding, okay, this is where we're at. Midway point of the season. Adjustments that need to be made one way or the other for us to make a push to the postseason, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've talked about this the last couple of weeks leading up to the midseason tournaments. And as things play out, when you kind of look at it, the games that we were at the Thunder Classic, and you kind of look at some of those games, and I look at, for example, Troy Girls.
Yeah.
Played a really good tournament. They come out of that 2-1. They take home third place. That's got to be a confidence boost for that team. Coming out of the tournament, they're having a good season, but it propels you into that second half of the season.
Yeah.
You know, there's on the consolation side, there's a couple teams that went 0-3.
Right.
And that can be incredibly deflating coming out of that tournament.
Sure.
Thinking, yeah, man, we got another 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. So it's not, season's not over.
It's not make or break.
Not make or break. And this team comes to mind. I want to throw this out there. The Hiawatha Girls, we've seen them a couple times. Previously undefeated, they dropped a game tonight to a really good
Rock Creek team.
Holy,
they're only ranked in 4A.
Yes, 4A ranked team. They are an offensive juggernaut. They've got a bunch of girls that are tall. They got long, lengthy guards, and they can all shoot. They got size.
Yeah.
They can hurt you a lot of ways. And Hiawatha played them all the way down to the wire.
Yeah.
So they're going to come out with a second place finish. I guarantee you they're upset. Probably some tears. They lost the first game of the season. But
yeah,
if anything, that should give you confidence. We competed with a top-tier 4A team.
Oh, yes.
And now we got the rest of the season to look forward to.
And that's the thing that I'm going to parlay on that just for a quick second. Then we got to move on to our first recap of the night. But the specific game that you just referenced, Hiawatha Girls, first loss of the year. But isn't it also something to, okay, you're undefeated, get that first loss. Isn't that moment where it's like, okay, it happened, and everything else can, like, because that I feel like that pressure continues to build on you when you are undefeated like this and continuing to play well, but isn't there added pressure on that, and then it kind of releases a little bit?
I don't know. I'm fidgety a little bit.
You are.
That's a big debate.
Yeah.
And there's people on both sides of the fence that are going to say, heck no, you're undefeated, you want to keep rolling, and it's never good to lose.
Sure.
And so for people to say, well, it's good, we need a loss, we need to lose one and get the pressure off. Well, it's not going to kill you, but I don't know. There's a lot of undefeated teams that go,
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Go ahead, Kelly Clarkson. Come on now.
What doesn't kill you?
Get out of here with that. No, we're done with that.
No, you don't want that.
But I am on that side of the fence, though, personally. I'm okay with somebody getting a loss at this juncture of the season.
Sure.
Getting that first loss and just, okay, pressure's off. Because that's what the conversation pieces are. I mean, they're having it for Silver Lake right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Undefeated. Number one overall team. You better play good. And that's that pressure that you're putting on the kids. These are still 15, 16, 17-year-old high school kids. And sometimes that's a lot of pressure to be built up onto you.
Do you think, okay, because we could talk about this for a while.
We could.
It's a good topic. Do you think Silver Lake girls, I don't, in my mind, I see how well they play. I don't know that there's any pressure on Silver Lake girls. Do you think that team, they know they're good, they're dominating their opponents. If they would take a loss, I think it would be more devastating for them.
Yeah,
moving forward.
I think it's contrasting a little bit because a Silver Lake team that is a program of dominance or success like it has been.
Yeah,
I would agree that would be more devastating should they have lost tonight to Burlington, example.
Sure.
In that championship game, contrary to Hiawatha girls who are in uncharted territory right now, because it's been a very long time since a team's been this dominant. And so that's why I think that those aren't parallels, really. They're more contrasting. And so I would say that, yes, it'd be devastating for Silver Lake to lose a game. Again, these are just examples. But for Hiawatha, their loss today, to me, I think it was a good thing, personally.
Yeah.
They're not my dark horse pick. I expect them to do great things. But I think this was a good loss. And I know you said no loss. You don't want a loss.
No,
losses can't be good.
Yeah.
But if there is a good loss, it's a good loss this time of the year.
Coach Jasper and that crew, all the kids, they're going to take this. And, yeah, I guarantee it stings, but dadgummit.
There it is again.
Boy, you're on fire tonight. It's something to build on, you know.
It's motivating.
I don't want to feel like this again.
Yeah.
And it's a team that shot 15 of 31 from the free throw line.
Yeah. It wasn't a good offensive night.
And that won't happen again. Yeah. I guarantee it.
That's why I say, like, Silver Lake loss could be devastating
because
they feel they're so confident they should beat teams, and all of a sudden they don't.
Yeah.
Now you got a little question mark in your mind, like, man, what happened? Hiawatha's having a great team or a great season, great team. That's more of a motivating deal for them, I feel like.
Yeah.
You drop a game, so what? Move on.
See, we thought we disagreed, but we actually agree on it. Holy cow.
That's weird.
That is not normal. We're going to go to our first recap, though. Twin Valley League Tournament. Crinda Profit spent all week long over at Washington County. Had 12 games that he broadcasted in the last 6 days. KP, you still got a voice?
Crinda Profit with KMZ 92.1 for the MSU Sports Radio Network, providing coverage for the Twin Valley Tournament as it comes to a close. Four incredible games called today here, looking through the order of our game, starting off with our boys' third-place match between Dauphin West and Clipsy Clyde. It was a back-and-forth game, a 26 all halftime score, in a game that ended 50-47 with a three-point shot at the end of the game for a chance to tie for Clifton Clyde, but they missed in the very end. Dauphin West came away with the victory, the first time in a Final Four appearance since 2018. Coulter Peterson led the third-place match with 16 points scoring for the Dauphin West Mustangs. Then our next game was the girls' third-place match between Axel and Blue Valley, which was just as competitive as a matchup, with the half ending 22-20 with Blue Valley on top of Axel. The game would finish 45-44. Axel would have a chance with seconds expiring, but would not be able to get the shot off. Axel Eagles were led by Caitlin Detweiler. There were 21 points and 18 rebounds despite the loss. Blue Valley was led by Brynlyn Brockman with 11 points and Lydia Dumbler with 10. Axel Eagles, that's their first time in a Final Four appearance since 2015. Now going over to our championship games with the boys one. Starting first, the Hanover Wildcats ended a 35-game winning streak for the Axel Eagles, as well as a three-time consecutive TVL champ streak, ending 75-48. Hanover came out dominated with two players in 20-plus figure scoring, with Braylon Mine with 22 points and 6 rebounds, while Cooper Bruna put up 24 points on the game, 4 rebounds. Well, 4 threes got slid in from Jack Bruna. Axel was led by Logan Sandman as he makes his return here with the Axel Eagles team. He led with 8 points, tied with Landon Schmidt. And our final game of the night, it was between the Centralia Panthers and the Lynn Bulldogs for the girls' championship match, and a game where the Centralia Panthers won victoriously 57-41. At the half, they were only ahead by 6, 23-17. They outscored Lynn 44-24 points in the second half, led by two players who finished with double-doubles. Josie Haverkamp with 20 points and 10 rebounds, and Tava Gibbs with 10 points and 13 rebounds for the Centralia Panthers, winning another consecutive year on the girls' side of the Twin Valley League Championship. So again, the first place winners were Centralia on the girls' side, and for the Hanover Wildcats on the boys' side, with the third place match winners on the boys being Dauphin West and Blue Valley on the girls. This has been Crinda Profit providing the TVL coverage with the MSU Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, safe travels home, young man, and get yourself, what did we say last week, honey tea?
Honey tea? Something like that.
Honey water? I don't know what it is.
But throat lozenges?
Something, because that poor guy's voice is shot after covering all those games. We got B-Tad in the house. We'll get to him in just a minute. He'll be talking about the Thunder Classic tournament. Speaking of the Thunder Classic, boss, I just realized we never gave away the gift card, quote-unquote, with our on-air conversation about it. But big thanks to Spring Creek Golf Course for the partnership today. Robin Size of Jackson Heights won the $50 gift certificate by finding Boz and myself and asking us if it was our game of the week. Go to Spring Creek Golf Course on Facebook and get first row access to weekly specials at the 19th hole. Beyond a golf course is a full lunch menu, weekend menu on Friday and Saturday nights as well. And you can get 4 people brand new memberships for $1,000. That's $250 per membership, Boz.
Wow.
How about that? That's a pretty impressive number right there for a great golf course in Seneca. Spring Creek Golf Course is the location for that. The 19th hole, phenomenal food. The daily specials change. You can also hear those on KNZA every single morning, or Kansaland, I guess, both on 103.9 and 92.1 every single day. Seth Tollefson during the morning show will give you that daily special. And then the weekend one, I was talking to Brock Corby about that a little bit, and he's like, man, we have salmon, we got steak. I mean, a rotating menu on Friday and Saturday nights. I know you're down for that.
Oh, for sure I am. I've had some food there, and it's top-notch.
No doubt about it. My favorite thing from there, you go in there, tell Brock, tell whoever, that you want the buffalo chicken wrap, okay? Buffalo chicken wrap, crispy chicken, not grilled. Come on here. We're not all about the health right now. We want something that's
deep. What's a diet soda?
But make sure it's a diet soda, dang it. Only if you're eating like that. But a buffalo chicken wrap. Tell Brock Corby that you heard it here on the Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz for that. But a big thanks to you, Spring Creek Golf Course, and Brock Corby for partnering with us on that. Robin Sides will get to, I don't know, maybe just go by herself, but she might take her family up there, get herself something to eat at the 19th hole in Seneca. All right, any other? I know we just got a few scores that just came in, Boz, that we've been waiting on, and you want to pass those along for everybody?
We did get a few scores now. I got to go back through because I don't keep track of the ones I just wrote
down. And just so people know, I'm fully leaded right now. There's no diet because I'm not eating, so I can have the calories right
okay.
now.
Girls scores, we just got close ball game in this one. Santa Fe Trail, they defeat Royal Valley 48-46.
Oh, dang.
Panther close ball game, yep. This score kind of surprises me, and I was going to try to find it on my list here real quick if I can. Hanover.
Girls.
Girls. Where are they at? I don't even know where
they're
at.
Fifth place game?
Okay, here we go. Hanover 10-2 on the season. Valley Heights 10-3 on the season.
Yeah, but Hanover is not happy.
Hanover gets the win 62-26.
Hanover wasn't happy, dude.
No, they weren't.
Hanover got beat by Blue Valley Randolph.
Yeah.
And that sent them into a just they dominated their next two games after that. Lost in the quarterfinal round, top overall seed in the TVL tournament, got knocked out, and they definitely took it out on their opponents the next two games. You just mentioned the one from today, Valley Heights. The Mustangs, great season so far, but Hanover gets the better of them by 35.
Yeah. Something Oof. Like that. And we got a boy score, too, that came in.
Yep.
I wasn't crazy. We just got the score, so I didn't see it earlier. Centralia boys, they get the win over Lynn, 56-43.
All right. So those are some of the scores that we were looking for. If you got more scores, make sure you send them in. If you don't have anybody on Luke or Chiropractic Wellness game ball list that you want, dadgummit, you better get it in. We'll be giving that away here in just a little bit. Boz, don't worry about reading the statistics on it. Just give everybody who is on the list right now.
Here's what we got on the list. Sevy Wirtz from Clifton Clyde, Caitlin Detweiler from Axtell, Josie Haverkamp and Tava Gibbs from Centralia, the Twin Towers, Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha, Kinsey Nelson from Hiawatha, Natalie Strothman from Axtell, Harper Wettstein from Troy. And then we got three nominees just a few minutes ago from all girls from Rossville, Nora Burdick, Riley Dick, and Bristol Miller.
Ooh.
Those are all the, and there's some good numbers there with that as well.
We'll break down the numbers the next time we read them. But.
And then on the boys' side, we've got Coulter Peterson from Donovan West, Cooper Bruna from Hanover, Quentin Aldifer from Centralia, Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, Chase Jenkins from JCN, and Jace Johnson from Royal Valley.
Okay, those are the people that are on that right now. If you want somebody on that list, again, from any game throughout the midseason tournament time, if somebody balled out, we want to know about it, then give them an opportunity to win a Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball here tonight. Phone number for you to call in is on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, what's that number?
785-547-3461.
Online, giantcomm.net, to learn more how you can take your business to the next level with amazing internet, not only just internet, but a phone system that'll take you to the next level in your business. Step aside here for one more timeout. When we come back, we'll have Brandon Tadman join the show to break down the Thunder Classic. He says he needs more than 2.5 minutes. I guess we'll offer it to him here on this special edition of the High School Scoreboard Show. It's presented by Community National Bank. Jake and Boz, B-Tag, Kurt, all hanging out with you. We're back after this here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, as we've got a lot of tournament action we're breaking down right now. We're crazy in love with it. We love this sport. We love this time of the year, and we love it when it's 3 degrees outside here on a Friday. Jake and Boz hanging out with you. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz?
Hey.
And we got Kurt Kilman in his, what did you just call it a second ago, B-Ted?
The gopher hole.
The gopher hole.
The okay. Natural habitat.
And we've got B-Ted joining us now as well. And as I said before we went to the break, B-Ted, I kind of give you a hard time on this show every single week.
Oh, I hear it.
I know you do, about the recaps. And I liked your response when I said, you just want to join us live so you don't have to keep it underneath 2.5 minutes. And what was your response?
What, sounds about right?
No, you just said, how am I supposed to put everything in from all these games in 2.5 minutes? I said, that's a fair point. That is a fair point.
But then you immediately responded with, Crendon did it.
He did. He really did it.
He's good at that.
2 minutes and 32 seconds. Did good with that, breaking down the TVL tournament. But a full week at the Thunder Classic in Seneca, yeah. It is an amazing tournament. You had the front row seat most of the week with it. What were your takeaways?
Man, just a lot of great basketball, a lot of ranked teams, so much to take away. Tonight was just great across the board, and shout out to all the fan bases making the trip and enjoying that. It was intense all day. You know, even going to the third place games, it was just a lot of fun. And I know you guys were talking about it, that Hiawatha Rock Creek game, and that was as intense of a game as I have called all season. I will say that. Not just on the floor.
Fan bases.
The fan bases were really into this one, and I understand why. They knew what was at stake. They knew, you know, the talents, you know, on the other side in the opposition. Every whistle blew. It was either groans and moans or hectic cheers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Anytime someone gets bumped, hey, you know, it's just everyone's so fully engaged. Like, I love it. Like, I feel the intensity when I'm calling these games. And I heard you guys over there, you know, hanging out in the gopher hole. It's hard to hear back in there, but Boz was saying something along the lines talking about Hiawatha, and there's nothing to hang your head about, you know, in a game like that. This is a Hiawatha team that's going to be right in the mix when we get, you know, late into February, when we're talking Big East and when we get into the postseason. You know, I expect them to continue to win a lot of games, set themselves up in a really good spot when we get to the postseason. But, again, a lot to take away from that game. I guess I'll kind of dive into that one a little bit more since it was the championship. But Rock Creek had four players foul out in this game. They had to go deep into their bench late, some girls that hadn't really played all week. You know, a couple girls out there in crunch time with 2-3 minutes to go because, you know, three key starters and their sixth man was out with 2-3 minutes to go. Hiawatha certainly had a lot of opportunities. I mean, they missed a lot of free throws. They turned it over more times than normal. It's just, you know, one of those games where, you know, it starts slow and it's kind of just a trickle-down effect, you know.
Yeah,
everybody has
sure.
those games from time to time. It's hard to go 25-0, 26-0,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It happens, but it's very rare. You don't see it.
Yeah.
So for Hiawatha, all I'll say for the girls is they're going to be just fine. This may end up being the toughest team they play all year. I would argue Silver Lake probably when they see them down the road.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Outside of that, I mean, this Rock Creek girls team, they are legit. They're very good. Their only two losses this season were to current number 6 in 4A in Eudora and currently number 3 in 5A in Hayes, and they kept that game close. So, you know, despite Rock Creek fouling out half their team and, you know, having to pull up some people off the crowd, they're picking out just random people. I mean, if Boz was there, Boz would have had to throw on a jersey because they were running out of bodies. But
if Boz is putting on a jersey at this stage of his life, there's issues.
He could drop 10.
For sure.
But again, you know, just kind of expanding on that, we got Kurt just riding some scores in here. But want to give a shout-out. Kelly over there at NC, man,
he did.
He was all over the place, you know, dealing with the weather and getting everything situated with all the movements and the travel for all the teams and, you know, getting this thing in, you know, and not just him, you know, all these tournaments that are moving things to today.
Yeah.
We did see an update a little while ago that really the Royal Valley Panther Classic, they're going to try to still get their games in tomorrow. They had still a couple more games to finish out there, but with all the moving parts this week, the weather coming in, you know, shout out all the ADs, you know, hosting these tournaments and making sure we get those in there without any issues. So, but again, going back to the Thunder Classic, even the third place games we saw today were fun. And again, it's just a good test for all these teams, you know.
Yeah.
You know, more times than not, you can step out of league play. And, you know, I thought that Troy Nemaha game early, that girls' third place game, that was
really
a very intriguing game. We were talking about that a lot. And, you know, credit to Troy for taking care of business there and getting that win. So,
how about Haley Groff in that game?
She was good, man. She was good. 11 points and timely shots and, you know, majority of that in the first half. And that was when Harper Whetstein was kind of getting off to a slow start. So Troy wasn't getting much from Harper in that first half. But, you know, Harper ends the game with 22 points still, majority of that in the second half with 15. So she can fill it up very quickly. We know this.
Yeah.
But that's been the thing with Coach Jasper. If you ever listen to my coach's show with him, you know, it's – we know Harper's getting 20 to 25. You know, sometimes she's going to rattle off 32. She's had multiple games this season early on, I think, a couple games at least before the break, where she had 26, 27 before the half. You know,
I did
their game at Jackson Heights. I think she had 26 at halftime.
Yeah.
And I said something, well, she's flirting with the school record, which she broke last year with 43 points. And that was a game they got up big, so she didn't even play in the fourth quarter. But, this Troy team can be pretty good. You know, they if they get some good contributions from the Groffs, the Judds,
yeah.
if they can get two other double-digit scores, you know, outside of Harper Wettstein, they can beat anybody.
I think they're a team that you saw in Boz. You know, you were the best statistician in Kansas
throughout
the
Thunder Classic. For the broadcast, I attempted it for two games.
We couldn't even use Jake's stats. That's the funny part. He looked at us halfway through the first game in the third quarter. And he's like, guys, I don't know.
I'm
man.
Done. I quit. I'll talk.
And all the stats that I normally keep, I wasn't keeping. So I was like, sweet, okay.
Way to not pull up my weight there. But in that game, I mean, again, Haley Groff, 11 points in the first half.
Right.
And that was a lot of predicated. I felt like because Nemaha Central made a concerted effort to take Harper away. They were throwing double teams at her every time she put
Everybody
the ball
does.
On the deck. Right. And Haley Groff stepped up to score 11. Well, in the second half, Nemaha had to make an adjustment to focus a little bit more on Haley Groff. That's what allowed Harper to open up. That's why that team can be so dangerous, I think, Buzz.
Well, if you get a couple, like B-Ted said, I mean, it can't just be Harper Wettstein. And everybody knows that. They're going to defend her, try to keep her touches limited, which is going to open up everybody else. And if you, like you mentioned, Groff, Grable, Judd, if any of those girls can find a way to get to double digits, defenses have to adjust, and you're exactly right. It's going to open things up more so for Harper than it would early in the game if she's trying to press and score right out of the gates.
I'll say this. I have never seen, and you know, calling Troy games from time to time, not just this year, last couple years with Harper on the floor, I've never seen a team defend Harper like Rock Creek did yesterday in the semifinals, yet she still finished with 19 points, you know, which is a career high for most kids at that level.
Sure.
You know, a lot of that was in the second half, but that first half, man, we were there. She was stymied. She was frustrated. Never seen a team really defend her like that. And we know at that level in the 1A class, we talk about the other kids getting involved, which is great. But when you have a legit Division I commit at that level, that is enough. That can carry you a long ways.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's going to continue to be a rock solid. She surpassed 1,700 career points in the game today. She was at 1,696 and finished with 22. I would have to pull out a calculator because I can't do that in my head. So she has a lot of points and still a lot of games to go. And I asked Coach Jasper because I was like, where is she on the all-time scoring list? And he made it sound like she was potentially on pace to surpass that towards the end of the year. So need a little bit of a deep run in the postseason, but you know she's going to continue to average 24, 25, 26 points a game.
Well, and talking about Troy, too, here's one thing that is incredibly impressive to me, because you talk how they're a very competitive team and they're in it and they can win a lot of games, but they've got six players, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
that's what really hurt them against Rock Creek.
It
they only
did.
Had one sub off the bench. Rock Creek's constantly rotating three or four bodies in off the
bench.
Well,
when you've got an opponent that plays 8-9 deep and they can just sit there and rifle girls at Harper, she's wearing down. Everybody else on the team's wearing down. I mean, it's impressive to me that they're playing at such a high level and they're playing the entire game for the most part.
And again, Troy, that game was lost in the first half. They played Rock Creek basically even, you know, in that second half.
Well,
it was such a heavy deficit in that first half, there was just really no chance of getting out of it.
When Rock Creek was lights out from three.
13.
They hit six in the first, seven in the second half. 13
like
threes.
That, yeah.
That's insane. What do you do?
The same girl that hit, seven threes against Troy went 0-for, didn't score
tonight,
Iowa
and was one of
tonight.
The four girls that fouled out.
Yeah.
I think she had three fouls in the first quarter, if
gonna,
I remember right.
Going to interrupt our conversation about the Thunder Classic really quickly here to give you some updates of some other games still in progress right now. Halftime in the Bit down at Burlington. Sabetha, the 7-seed Blue Jays at halftime, trailing Ottawa 36-20. At the break there, final that just came through on the boys' side, Jackson Heights and Troy, the rubber match of the season. They had split earlier in the year, and Jackson Heights defeats Troy 63-57 tonight in the Thunder Classic tournament game. Also had an update come from Riverside in their boys' championship game against Mar Hill. Last check, 6 minutes to go in the game. It was 37-26. Mar Hill leading Riverside in that one, and I thought that I had one more, but that might be it. I got one other one. It's the St. Mary's Rock Creek game. Last checked about 5 minutes ago, Rock Creek was up 48-38 late third quarter over St. Mary's in the Thunder Classic Championship game.
Okay. Well, Rock Creek, you know, before, they're in that championship game, going back to the beginning of last year. St. Mary's is one of just three teams to beat Rock Creek going back to the beginning of last year. Yeah. St. Mary's beat them last year by two.
In this tournament,
yeah. Rock Creek would go on to make the 4A state championship game, falling short to McPherson. And funny thing, I'll go back to the Burlington tournament.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned Sabetha and Ottawa. Ottawa was the 8 seed in that tournament.
So 7-8 matchup.
So you have the two low seeds, and we talk about how good the Big East League is. They
yep.
step out.
Yep.
You look at the Big East League standings. Sabetha's middle of the pack right now. That's
right.
A solid team. And Ottawa, team that lost a little bit from last year, that beat Atchison in the first round of the state tournament, and they
yep.
finished top 4 in 4A as well. So obviously hoping, you know, Sabetha able to maybe come back in that one, but yeah, it just shows the depth, quality, you know, of the Big East. And just going through some of these scores, man, it just you know, we say it all the time. It's a little bit different around these parts.
But that's
yeah,
right.
The 8-7 matchup in the old tournament, probably don't get that too often.
Down there in the bit. All right, Boz, briefly here, we're going to run through basically some key component players that we took in from the Thunder Classic, because it was our tournament of choice this week. I know we wrote down some specific kids that we felt like really just kind of stood out to us, and then we'll let B-Tad chime in on his thoughts
of
this.
Well, and we're going to start first on the girls' side. And we've talked about both these teams. We've seen them play a couple times this year. And
these are all on the championship side of the bracket, just so
yes.
everybody knows, because there was 8 teams. Boz and I were able to take in the championship side of the bracket.
Yeah, so we've talked about Hiawatha, Kylan Nelson, Addison, Williams, Michaela Williams, Kinsey Nelson, Claire Twombly. Those girls are doing phenomenal this season, playing with a ton of grit, heart. Their defense is phenomenal, and all those girls contribute each and every game. So really impressed with them. Troy, we talked Harper Wettstein, Allison Grable, Haley Groff, which I just got a note that came in, and she was a nominee on the game ball list. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Haley Groff, she won the 3-point contest.
True.
Okay.
At the Thunder Classic. And then while I'm at it, I'm going to throw it out there too.
Go ahead.
On the boys' side, Hunter Ingeman from Troy
won the 3-point contest.
He won the 3-point contest.
Oh,
shout out.
Goodness. How about
shout
that?
Shout out to Troy's 3-point shooters. Yeah. So, Troy, talked enough about them with what they're doing this season. And then Nemaha Central, Emma Hermish. And B-Tad's got probably some more on Nemaha Central.
Yeah.
But those, God, there's just such good talent. Again, we just talked about it in the Big East, and we see in the Thunder Classic how well these young ladies perform.
Yeah, Bailey Snyder is a big one that stuck out to me in the game. She got in foul trouble today, but I'll let you go ahead, B-Tad.
Yeah, just kind of expanding on Nemaha, and I think you might have referenced to some degree, you know, on the broadcast tonight about this Thunder team. You know, when they came into this tournament, they were riding a heavy win streak. They had an 8-game winning streak, not just this season. They had won 8 consecutive games against Hiawatha going back to 2021. Obviously, the Redhawks won that game yesterday, but you plug in place. That's one of those schools, Nemaha Central, because, you know, they have double-digit wins. They're going to go into next week at 10-5. Yeah, back-to-back losses. You don't want to see it, but they lost 75% of their scoring and rebounding production last year.
Yeah,
they're playing a lot of sophomores. You mentioned Snyder being one. Kennedy McKee has been very good. She's had multiple double-digit efforts, you know, 14 in the first-round game, just 7 against Hiawatha, but you lose all that much. A lot of teams struggle when you lose as much production as Nemaha did last year. You know, a team that won 15 games, and, you know, their loss in sub-state was to the ultimate state champs in Halstead. So,
sure.
Who beat Silver Lake in the championship, which, not sure how Halstead's doing this year. I'm assuming they're probably still pretty good, but
around March time, you'll start.
But again, yeah, Nemaha, it's just there's those schools that it just doesn't matter. Just the crop of athletes, it's just plug and place, plug and place. And, you know, Haddon Hilchin, 16 years, he's only lost, you know, 80-some games and has won 200.
Crazy.
You know, he's closing in on, you know, 300 wins. Coach Jasper with Troy got 300 wins earlier this year. John Thomas has won 500-plus games for the NC boys in 31 years. We talked about it on the broadcast, the coaching crop here in the Big East and just Northeast Kansas in general, but
yeah.
Nemaha Central is going to be fine. They're undefeated in league play right now.
Yes,
you know,
are.
They're right in the mix. I mean, we look at the standings in the Big East. It's kind of a 4-team race right now. It's certainly more open, I should say, on the girls' side compared to the boys. You know, I think there's a little bit more separation with the boys' standings, but
yeah.
Nemaha Central still has a very good chance to compete towards the Big East League championship.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, again, we were talking about the fact that this is not make or break your season, and these don't obviously reflect your league standings and stuff. So even though Nemaha comes into this tournament and they drop the third place game and they drop their semifinal, does not mean that this is a team that, you know, they go 1-2 in their home tournament. Okay. All that does is the total record. They can still focus on league standings once that comes back into play starting next week. Boz, you just had a score come in?
I did. Horton boys. No, excuse me. This is a girls' score. Horton defeats. Make sure that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Horton defeats Casey Christian 55-44.
Yeah, they placed third in the McLouth Invitational.
Yes.
The Mitt over there in McLouth.
I think that's the 39th annual, if I.
Yeah.
Remember?
Sure, yeah, we'll go with it.
And you referenced Atchison winning the Tongi Invitational today. You know, if Rock Creek, you mentioned that score, Rock Creek St. Mary's, if Rock Creek holds on, wins the Thunder Classic, then those are going to be still the two remaining unbeatens in 4A on the boys' side. So
yeah, 39th annual, well done, B-Tag.
Hey,
yes,
man, my memory is impeccable.
I went to MSCSports.net.
I'm an incredible athlete. Let's just not beat around the bush, the George W.
All right, Boz, on the guys' side, Thunder Classic team players that stuck out to you?
Yeah, just, again, guys we watched on the championship side of the bracket, Caleb Schmelsley from Nemaha Central. He's been on our game ball nominee list a handful of times.
Yeah.
Really good athlete. You know, what I like about him, it's interesting because we saw him and Braylon Stephen Morgan kind of match up a little bit. Stephen Morgan a little thicker, strong, maybe I'm not going to say stronger, but has a more physical presence. But Schmelzy very smooth with the ball, loves to get to the rim, but he can step out and knock down threes. Really impressed with what he was doing. Mason Chulions, kid that comes off the bench for Nemaha Central.
Talk about a kid out of nowhere this
week.
My goodness. He
dropping threes, keeping him in the game early a couple nights ago. So those two guys really kind of stood out to me. I mentioned Braylon Stephen Morgan from Hiawatha. Ethan Morton, another really good guard for him. They've got a bunch of dudes as well. And we did see St. Mary's play the names, Herla. I mean, is there, what else you got to say? Cole and Jace. Ben DeVader, another kid that really stood out for me from St. Mary's.
Yeah, I'll kind of pick up. I mean, if there was, you know, statistically, Braylon Stephen Morgan might have the best three games in the tournament.
Sure.
With what he was able to
do. He'll be on the all-tournament team, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. And 25 points, 12 rebounds against Troy, 18 against St. Mary's, had him for 24-8 with an emphatic two-hand jam in the final seconds.
Yeah.
You know, really put an exclamation. I mean, that guy got it wasn't a – like, barely get it up and over. He was above the rim, and he can get up. And I'm telling you what, both Hiawatha teams are going to be in the mix once we get deeper into the season.
Somebody's dark horse.
I knew you'd throw that in there.
Had to.
All right, so, dark horse, but nonetheless.
Good teams.
It's fun.
Good quality players, and that's what I love about the Thunder Classic. Twin Valley League tournament is amazing. The Mitt, the Bit, every look. I mean, Valley Falls tournament, that one is not going to be completed this weekend. A handful of local teams in that one, that's been postponed, and we were told potentially into February to complete that one. We got that word as we were coming to the studio here this evening, and so hopefully maybe they could get that a little bit sooner, but because schedules get tight, man, once we get the calendar to February.
Yeah, I have a lot of convos with coaches about scheduling, and it can be, well, let's just say, frustrating for some coaches, no doubt about it.
Add three more games to your schedule for most teams.
Regularly.
Regulars, I mean, move from 20 to 23, so now you're trying to squeeze in games.
It's,
and that doesn't even count any weather we may have from here through February.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time adjustments. You can obviously, again, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, follow us on MSCSports.net as well for all the updates as tournaments roll through. All right, B-Tad, you're more than welcome to hang out a little bit with us, but I'm gonna shift us now to one more thing that we had kind of talked about a little bit, Boz, and we kind of teased it, and I love the comment from Doris on our Facebook page saying that she remembers this, because I said, raise your hand if you remember 1976, the final Grand State Champions was a local team that won it.
Yeah.
Back then. So how it used to work was you would have your state tournament games, the state tournament champions, and then they would take the state tournament champions from the classifications and have another tournament.
That's the coolest thing. I didn't even know. You all knew I grew up in Colorado. I didn't know that was a thing in Kansas. But what? I wonder why they quit doing that. So that's a pretty cool deal.
I think, it's an amazing thing. And there's no way that I'm going to tell you that, you know, I know exactly why they don't. I could speculate that, you know, disparity maybe. You know, I was told tonight that there was no 6A class back then. So it was 5A on down.
Okay.
And as a result, you've got another classification, maybe more teams. I don't know. I would just say that it is something that would be amazing to bring back if you had all your state championship teams playing in another tournament and then you have a grand state champion. How cool would that be?
It kind of throws me back. My memory goes to the movie.
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers. If we could go back in time, if we could bring that back, I guess. Your state tournament is all classifications.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
Cool. I think that'd be cool, too.
I don't know about that.
Yo, for sure.
So the local team that did it, they went 26-0. And coming up next Thursday, in between the varsity girls and guys games at Jackson Heights High School, they will be having a reunion and celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 1976 Jackson Heights girls team. This Cobra victory at the Grand State will be the last school ever to hold that honor. And I've got a picture that was sent to me that I shared with Boz earlier as well of them from 1976. It's got the full team led by then 34-year-old Kenny Thomas.
Okay.
One of the all-time great coaches in our area, Kenny Thomas, 34 years young at that point in time, led his team to the state tournament, won it, and then the grand state tournament. And shout out to Coach John Thomas from Nemaha Central, because as that girls championship game was going on, B-Tad, you're broadcasting that. We're sitting in the hospitality hall eating great food. And Coach Thomas comes over, and I'm chatting with him a little bit. Told him, hey, we're going to highlight your dad tonight a little bit and his team. And he took the time, and he sat down, and he looked at that picture and wrote down every single player's name for me.
Oh, wow.
To be able to let the folks at home know. And Doris on our social media page on Facebook, she definitely got a couple of the girls on there that are on this list. But Connie Brown, Myla Spencer, these are obviously the names from when they were in school, not married names now. If their last names changed due to marriage, but Connie Brown, Myla Spencer, Kim Cochran, Brenda Holliday, Kirby Halstead, Sherry Hazenkamp, Cindy Eidecker, Sherry Gerhart, Connie.
You should have asked him.
Well, but it's the writing a little bit. I'm so sorry. Connie is almost going to say, I'm not going to try and butcher that last name. Mary Troxel, Lori Humphreys, and Sherry Oxendale on that team. Connie Miner, I can't tell what that says, but how cool is that? They will be doing a celebration of the 50th anniversary of that. Did I butcher it pretty bad?
He wrote it down Minier. Minier,
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. And if we're wrong, I'm sorry. Names are not my specialty, no doubt about it. Pretty impressive right there for that team from Jackson Heights, the final Grand State champion. And how cool is it from? It's from our area. And again, they beat Hill City, another small school, in the Grand State champion. So Jackson Heights was undefeated. They got the one seed. There was only four other classes at the time, so they had a bye. They only had to play two games. And they beat, who did he say? I believe he said Bueller in the semifinal and knocked off Hill City in the championship game 50 years ago.
That's a pretty cool deal. I really wish they'd do something like that again. I think it'd be awesome.
What are your thoughts on that, B-Ted, huh? The fact that there was a Grand State champion and 50 years in the making is pretty impressive.
That's pretty wild stuff, man. And shout out Coach Thomas for, you know, taking the time and giving you some information to kind of expand on that. And it's before my time.
Yeah, no, yep. Sure. Before all of ours time. I think even yours, but oh, no, it's not.
No, not so just,
sorry.
Yeah,
before B-Ted and I, though. Definitely Captain Kirk Kilman, he might have been in the gym watching that game. I don't know.
I'm kind of upset we can't see through that window. I tried to turn around and look.
He comes out of the gopher hole when he heard that one. But 1976, what were you doing in 1976?
Picking up sticks.
Okay, so he was in middle school during that time.
Yeah.
All right. So he might have been at the – did you go to the Jackson Heights Hill City Grand State Championship game? No. Okay. All right. That's all right. He's Junction City. I'm sorry. Okay.
He's a Blue Jay.
Wrong city. Wrong city.
Yeah,
Pat Battle, he says. All right.
Coach, yeah.
Well, hey, we've got one more segment to get to, and that's when we give away our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. We've got a few more scores that we're going to get you as they come in, but we need some more nominees, I think. Boz, do we?
I'm to two pages, so.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Pretty
yeah.
nice.
You want me to go through the list real quick?
Yeah, go ahead and feel free. Go ahead and tell them what their statistics.
Okay.
Statistical categories is what I was trying
okay.
to say.
Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde. She had 20 points in a game earlier this week. But the bigger deal for her, she just broke the record for career points at Clifton Clyde, 1,660 points for Sevi Wirtz in her career.
Records being broken.
Absolutely.
Week, it seems like.
Caitlin Detweiler from Axtell, she had 21 points. Josie Haverkamp from Centralia, 20 points, 10 boards, double-double for her.
Double-double, part of the Twin Towers.
And, her teammate, the other Twin Tower, Tava Gibbs from Centralia, 10 points, 13 rebounds. Two girls from Centralia with double-doubles. Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha with 26 points. Kenzie Nelson from Hiawatha, double-double for her as well, 12 points, 11 boards. Natalie Strothman from Axtell, she got her 500th career rebound this week in the TBL
awesome.
Tournament. The rebound record, that's
effort impressive.
And grit and hustle, just getting in the right spot to get some boards. Harper Wettstein from Troy, get this, folks, three games in the Thunder Classic, she had 71 total points, averaged 23.66 per game. She's now at 1,717 career points. Three nominees from Rossville, Nora Burdick, Riley Dick, and Bristol Miller. Riley Dick with 15, Nora Burdick with 20, and Bristol Miller with 15. Rossville did win the JCN tourney. And Haley Groff from Troy, winner of the three-point contest at the Thunder Classic. Those are our girls' nominees.
That's it? Hold up. That's only the girls?
That's just the girls. I told you.
Let's go.
I got two pages tonight, buddy.
I love that season tournament time.
All right. On the boys' side, Coulter Peterson from Donovan West. He had a game with 16 points. Cooper Bruno from Hanover with 24 points. Quentin Aldifer from Centralia, 32-point ball game, but more impressively, broke the single-game three-point record with 10 three-pointers in the ball game. Not 10 attempts. I mean, he drained 10 threes.
Hey, 10 of 19 is what I was told with that, and so over 50% from three.
That's pretty darn good.
Ooh.
Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, he surpassed 1,000 career points in his high school career. He scored 30 in their game, their win against Centralia in the first round of the TVL tournament. Chance Jenkins from JCN with 19 points. Jace Johnson, another record being broke, a young man from Royal Valley, broke the single-game steals record.
That's impressive.
With 10 in a ball game.
That's impressive.
Yeah, really impressive. And then Hunter Ingeman, Troy, shooting lights out at the Thunder Classic. He won the three-point contest.
All right, so if there's somebody on that list that you're thinking, man, they really should be on that list for their performance in any midseason tournament game. That dates back, Twin Valley League folks, to last Saturday. So games from last Saturday through tonight. If somebody balled out, you got to let us know about it. You can give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
That's the phone number for you on the Giant Communications Hotline. Give yourself, give somebody you care about a nominee tonight. But when it comes to business, internet, local matters, Giant Communications delivers fast, reliable service backed by local teams who live in our community. From small offices to growing companies, Giant keeps your business connected and moving forward. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Phone lines are open, or put it in the chat on our social media pages. We're back after our final timeout. You're listening to National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Radio Network with Jake, Boz. We got B-Tad here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502. At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always. Final segment here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey!
Hey!
And we've got B-Tad kicking it with us right now as well. B-Tad, I'll let you say hey to the folks.
Well, that wasn't very emphatic, so obviously I'm not on the same level as Boz.
Just kind of an afterthought there.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were even going to give me the opportunity
I did.
To bring the heat that you do when you say, Boz, say hey, and you're saying, well, Brandon's here as well. But
I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we got B-Tad, baby. B-Tad, say hey.
Home of the Whopper, what's your beef?
Oh, all right. Now we've got a... That only works if we're getting paid from that company. You know, we can't be giving free
hey,
pub.
What are you talking about?
Burger King.
Stop it. We didn't say the name until you just said, gosh dang it. All right, now I got to collect a check from them.
Already.
Yeah, here we go. All right, so final segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. A lot of great action from across the area. Did we get that St. Mary's Rock Creek final score in yet?
Not yet, but okay. We do got the final from the BIT Boys Championship. Ottawa 58, Sabetha 42.
Okay, so the 8-7 matchup down to the BIT goes the way of the 8 seed. It goes to show you, I don't care what your seed is. You get me into a tournament, see what can happen. And we got the MIT, the McLeod Invitational, Boz. That final came in as well between Mar Hill Mount Academy on the boys and Riverside.
Let's see. Mar Hill Mount Academy gets the win 48-36 over Riverside.
Okay, on the boys' final score there. So Riverside girls with the championship over there at McLeod and Mar Hill boys. It was a Mar Hill Riverside double dip between those two in the boys and girls championship games. And then the final one we're just waiting on, I believe, or am I mistaken on scores?
Yeah, we still got a couple we need. Just two on the girls' side. Bishop Ward and McLeod and Paola Sabetha. We don't have that one.
Okay.
And then on the boys' side, we need Santa Fe Trail, Royal Valley, Maranatha P. Ridge, ACCHS, and Veritas Christian, Horton McLeod, and Silver Lake Burlington.
Okay.
Kind of wanting to get that score.
Silver Lake Burlington, that would have happened earlier in the evening, so we'll definitely try and get that before we close up shop here tonight to get to you. All right, and we got a long list of Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We read them, too, before we went to our final break. Boz, just rattle off the names, if you can, for me, because another one just came in during that last break.
You going to give it to me now? Or?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, what do you got?
Take it.
You want me to read the list?
Yeah.
Again?
Okay, well, I was thinking maybe you give me the name, and then I could add them to the list. But it's okay. Okay, girls,
no,
nominees.
You're the one that took the call for the last one that just came on, is what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
We got another one that came in.
We did have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Yes, called in. Braylon Sieben Morgan.
All right.
From Hiawatha. Didn't have any stats or anything, but said he played great, really had good games at the Thunder Classic. Which
I've got all three of those statistically.
We can throw some numbers
game,
out there.
So
yes.
Hold on, let me pull it. I got too many sheets here. But, yep, so it started with a pretty massive game in the quarterfinals on a Tuesday. So he goes for 25 points, 12 rebounds against Troy, 18 points in the four-point loss to St. Mary's tonight. In that third-place game against Nemaha, 24 points and 8 boards.
Okay, so a pretty dominant tournament from the
all-tournament team, I would imagine.
Yeah, no
Maybe
doubt
the
about
top
it.
Top of it.
Hey, final score just coming in on the boys' side. McLeod, Horton. Horton, 49. McLeod, 37. 49-37. Horton defeats McLeod in...
Is that a boys' score?
Yes. Yes, because we already had the girls' score that came in.
Yep. Hey, that's Horton's first win.
That is Horton's first win. Seventh place game. Good job, B-Tad. Horton gets off the schneid. First victory of the year for the Chargers from Horton, 49-37. Yeah, good
job. They lost a double overtime game, and then that recent game last week, 77-71 to P. Ridge. That was three overtimes.
Ooh, triple OT.
So shout out David Losey and the Chargers. Talk to him, of course, every week on the locker room chats. And again, that was just, it's a scenario where they lose a senior class of 8 that had been playing since, you know, freshman, sophomore year and had a lot of success, which included a trip to the state tournament a couple of years ago. And it's a lot of kids just really getting that taste at the varsity level for the first time. He likes the 4, 6, 8 minute stretches, you know, but, you know, like every coach will say, you got to put 32 minutes together. Yeah. And, you know, it's good to see, you know, some of that hard work pay off and, you know, build a little momentum. Might have been the seventh place game regardless. You know, a good win for them, and hopefully they can, you know, maybe carry that into a back half of the stretch here.
That's right. Make some noise. Just get some confidence brewing for the future for that program, no doubt about it. All right, so go ahead and just go with the boys here, Boz. We already said Braylon Sieben Morgan recently added on. Who else?
Other nominees, Coulter Peterson from Donovan West, Cooper Bruna from Hanover, Quentin Aldifer from Centralia, Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, Chance Jenkins from JCN, Jace Johnson from Royal Valley, Hunter Engelman from Troy, and we just mentioned Braylon Sieben Morgan from Hiawatha.
All right, on the girls' side?
On the girls' side, Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde, Caitlin Detweiler from Axtell, Josie Haverkamp, and Tava Gibbs, both from Centralia. Two from Hiawatha, Kylie Nelson and Kenzie Nelson. Natalie Strothman from Axtell, Harper Wettstein from Troy. Three nominees from Rossville, Nora Burdick, Riley Dick, and Bristol Miller, and Haley Groff from Troy. Those are our girls' nominees.
Okay, and we got a couple moments for you. Last-minute ditch effort. If somebody's not on that list that you want on there, you can give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline right now, 785-547-3461. A couple of things that we do every single week in our final segment is talking a little bit of next-level things, and it's almost time for us to fully transition out of football, Buzz.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Get into basketball.
It's about time.
We're almost there, but not quite yet. Last week, my friend, you and I picked very well in the college football playoff until the title tilt, and I had to go with the horse that got me to that point.
You didn't have to, but you did.
I did. A 10 seed that you take all the way through, come on, that's a good story. But an even better story is the fact that who?
Hoosiers.
Thank you. Won their first ever national championship in football. A perfect 16-0 record as Indiana defeated Miami last Monday, 27-21, for the college football championship. How fun was that football
game? That was a great game. Back and forth. I obviously picked the Hoosiers to win it.
Well, yeah, you did.
And
I like how you threw the obviously in there. Obviously, I picked the Hoosiers.
Who else didn't pick them? I mean, come on. Other than Spalding.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because, But, no, it was a fantastic
game.
Hey,
I picked, out of all those games, I had three that were wrong. I'm pretty proud.
It's okay. I still win the whole thing because I picked the
winner. No, we discussed that. Yeah. Incorrect.
Triple points.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Hey, from that game, Fernando Mendoza, Heisman Trophy winner. The thing that's going to stick out from that football game, in my opinion, is that touchdown run on fourth down when Coach Sig decides, I'm going to go for it. Kick a field goal could extend us up a little bit more, but I'll go for a touchdown here on fourth down. And that guy, he reminded me, honestly, of like a Tim Tebow-style quarterback. I'm going to tuck it. I'm going to go.
Took a shot.
Oh, man, he got obliterated. Spun off of it, dove into the end zone. That photo of him diving across the goal line will be posted up in Hoosier fans, man caves everywhere for decades to come. And how about the blocked punt for a touchdown for Indiana as well? They did it on all three phases. Shout out Miami for making that comeback late fourth quarter, but it all came down to Indiana, what they could do, and my gosh, what a great championship game it was. 16-0, and I saw a lot of talk and conversation across the Twitterverse and other areas. As I got a game pulled up right now, and I'm watching that Fernando Mendoza run ran through two dudes before he dove across the goal line, a lot of people said this was done for the little guys across the country. It's not an Alabama. It's not a Miami. It's not a USC, Notre Dame. It's an Indiana team that wins the national championship.
It still doesn't sound right.
Well, when you got Mark Cuban, who can write the when you got a Mark Cuban-esque bankroll, Indiana's probably going to be in this thing for a while. So, but all jokes aside, that's just the reality of it. That is where we are with college athletics, and if you got people that are willing to shell out a few dollars, that's going to ultimately lead to better players. But again, Kirk Cignetti is as good of a coach, I think, out there in college football.
Oh, yeah.
Just seems like a guy you would run through a brick wall for.
He finally smiled.
They took a couple of my K-State Wildcats that entered the portal.
Yeah,
which kind of upset me a little bit.
Why would you not, though?
There were a few cats out there that
if you're a player right now that sees a check getting written to your name and you're going to the defending national champions and they're wanting you to come.
I think Toby Osunsami, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Defensive end. They're going to go. And that's the unfortunate status of where we're at. But at the same token, man, if you're good enough, go get paid, young man.
But that's the thing, man. I do like it in the sense that every single year, like last year, because Indiana was good last year, they didn't win the national championship, but they got on the scene. It's, I have my thoughts on like the James Madisons and the Tulanes getting in there, but shout out Drake Mellies, 21 points. We're getting some chat here. Devin Montgomery, 25, man, in the dub over Troy. So those two combined for 46, couple of game ball nominees, couple Jackson Heights Cobras.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Very nice there, but again, going back to the college football stuff.
No, no, you're good. Keep on going.
Yeah, I was just helping Boz out. I was just making sure he's getting all the information down. But it seems like it allows every single year just you get a couple good players, everything falls into place. You know, just any random team that maybe doesn't have much. I mean, Indiana was at the bottom. They were a bottom team. They were out of the cellar quick, but that's going to be the beauty about this whole thing, because every single year there's going to be a team that makes the playoff that you're just like, where did they come from? You know, and it's
bigger
just pieces falling. Yeah, bigger checkbook, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna fault any kid for chasing the bag. I'm not gonna, you know, that's just the reality
of it. Just sign a contract, though.
Well, there needs to be regulations. Yep. I mean, they got to figure it out. It might take 10 years before you get it figured out.
That's the next step to make this actually a doable and sustainable thing is...
And I think they turned it down, and they've already come out and said that next year it's still going to be 12, but they were talking about already expanding that playoff to 16 teams, which, gosh dang, man. And they also talk about still adding teams to the college the NCAA tournament. I mean, just get everybody in there at that point, my gosh.
Yeah, no doubt.
What are we doing?
We got one thing that we got to do before we give away a game ball that Boz just reminded me of, and I didn't purposely forget this. I wasn't going
to
let you forget.
Got to put on deodorant this morning.
No, I definitely did that, but I'm glad I put it on because I got to do something. It was a bet that was created.
I've been waiting for this.
By none other than the head coach of the Troy girls, Derek Jasper.
He kind of broke the news.
He did.
In the locker room chat this week, and you called me immediately after it couldn't have been more perfect timing.
Oh, man. After
I got off the horn with him, and he gave it away. He wanted it to be a little bit more of a surprise.
Yeah. But
he ruined it. But
that's okay.
Shout out Coach Jasper.
So we will pay that debt here in just a little bit from now. Let's jump up to the NFL really quickly here on the back end of things from the divisional round last week. The Seahawks, the team I picked to come out of the NFC, dominating and decimating. Now, granted, it was the 49ers, 41-6, a 49ers team that was extremely beat up and had nobody left, it felt like, on their roster. But the Seahawks moved to the NFC Championship game for the first time in about a decade. The Rams go into frozen Chicago last Sunday and win in overtime 20-17. That was a really good, I say it's a really good ball game, but I felt that was a very mistake-oriented game, especially from the Chicago side of things. Caleb Williams, you're going to have to take the good with the bad, I feel like, with that young guy, because he got them down and tied the game to send it to overtime with an amazing fourth down touchdown pass. But after that, he kind of gives it away in overtime, gives the Rams an easy field goal attempt with an interception. On the AFC side, it was the Broncos and the Bills. Boz and I kind of previewed that one in specifics because of the fact that Denver, Boz's home state team, used to be a big fan of the Broncos and says he still kind of likes the Broncos a little bit.
A little bit.
Denver Donkey.
Taking on the Buffalo Bills. Two of the...
Do Broncos fans not like that?
No.
They don't like donkeys?
So I got somewhere you need to be.
No, I don't actually. I got nothing going.
But two teams that Chiefs Kingdom, definitely, especially in the last 7 to 8 years, not fans of either one. Buffalo in that 7-8 year window. Obviously Denver for the entirety of the fact that they are a bitter division rival. Denver wins that game in overtime as well. So big time overtime games this weekend. And then the game that I felt like was going to be the best game of the weekend showed me that Houston, as good as your defense is, you gotta get a better, more consistent quarterback. The Patriots beat the Texans 28-16. CJ Stroud, 4 turnovers, 4 interceptions in the first half.
Yeah.
That guy didn't show up. And yeah, if I was getting paid $7-8 million a year to play the quarterback position, I'll throw 4 picks and I'm good. We'll make it happen. So it's the Patriots and Broncos in the AFC, Rams, Seahawks in the NFC. By the way, Bo Nix from the Broncos broke his ankle second to last play of the game in overtime. And so it's Jarrett Stidham against the team that drafted him 4 years ago, the New England Patriots. Boz, who do you have in the AFC title game in Denver?
That's, I don't know. I don't,
I think the Patriots. I don't think Broncos can hang if without Bo Nix, which we went round and round on Bo Nix.
He had one good throw in the game.
He won the game. They won the game. That's all.
He didn't win.
You just said C.J. Stroud, even though their defense is great, they've got to have a good quarterback. That's what Broncos have with Bo Nix. Defense is great. They've got a quarterback that can still score. It doesn't matter. They win games.
Game manager.
They win games.
Okay.
Without him there, I just don't see it happening.
Fair enough. I mean, I was really, honestly, all week long, I was like, gosh, dang it. We're going to have to bring up the Bo Nix injury.
Yep.
And Boz is going to rub that in my face that they cannot win.
The place for everything local.
Kansaland
Radio.
That. We must be hitting,
the place
we must
for
be hitting
everything.
10 o'clock, and we are on the nose right now. So we'll be getting you
like,
back
what?
To regular scheduled programming here in just a little bit. That tells me that we're coming up on 2 hours of the show, too. But I knew that Boz was going to bring that up,
yep.
And I've had some thoughts that I've had that I will, you know, I melded and I molded and I was ready to talk about it, but I'm going to wait till after the AFC Championship game. So next week I will give you, because I will either eat crow and say, you were right.
Yeah.
But if the Broncos win on Sunday against the Patriots, I will stand by my statement.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
So again, I'm not going to go into all the details of why I feel that way, but I'm going to wait till next week for that. B-Tad, you want to throw in a prediction for Broncos Patriots?
Yeah, give me New England. I could see this just being a super ugly game. I mean, Patriots, man, Drake May, he's good. I don't think he should win the MVP, but I think it's going to be an ugly game. You know, I could see the Broncos coming right out, because at least the one thing they have going for them is that, you know, the Patriots don't have anything to go off of in terms of, like, preparing for Stidham, so I could see like a scripted first drive, because you know Sean Payton's a really good coach, and you know 10 plays they can march down the field, get maybe a touchdown, a field goal, but I could see this being a 21-12 kind of game. You know, there's going to probably be like 7 combined field goals in this game, maybe 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just would have to imagine I would be shocked, you know, if Jarrett Stidham, you know, led the charge. And if the Broncos are going to win, you're going to need a special team score. You're going to need a pick six. You're going to need to win the turnover battle. You're just going to have a lot of things go your way. I hate this game so much as a Chiefs fan in so many different aspects.
More than last week's Broncos-Bills game?
I wanted the Bills to win that game, man. I'm not as much of a hater on the Bills as a lot of other Chiefs fans are. I really like Josh Allen. I feel for that guy because you could see the emotion after that game. Obviously, it meant a lot to him. And it's been so close. He's just been so close.
So I'm going to interject here.
Yeah.
Do you have that same thought towards Lamar Jackson, who's been that close twice?
Well, I mean, both just don't have any success over the Chiefs in the postseason. But
right.
I don't know, man. I just like Josh Allen. He just seems like a really good guy. You know, everybody in Buffalo loves him.
Sure.
I would have been perfectly fine. I wouldn't have been as upset about it if the Bills would have won that game and gone on to win a Super Bowl, because you want to talk about a starved franchise and fan base.
Sure.
Buffalo, they have had it rough, man.
Yeah.
4 straight Super Bowl losses back in the day. They can't get over the hump. They have an elite, and I say elite, they have a Hall of Fame-level quarterback, and they are I don't want to say waste, but they're kind of wasting his prime. As they're getting close, and now there's the debacle with the GM and the owner talking a lot of nonsense, and apparently there's rumblings of players just not, happy with the way they fired their head coach.
But hey, man, they're building a multi-billion-dollar stadium.
So are the Chiefs.
Those fans are starved, man, of a championship, but they're not holding their money back from attending games, no doubt about it. I'm going to go off kilter from you guys. I'm going to pick the Broncos so that
so it'd be a guaranteed win for the NFC team.
So
out of that game.
So that because I picked the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl, but the Broncos to win, so that I can stay on with my debate and argument with Boz about Bo Nix. So give me the Broncos to win by one. Against the Patriots on Sunday. Yeah, take New England plus the points. For sure in that one. Or Broncos, I should say, plus the points in that one if you're taking a bet. NFC side, Rams, Seahawks, round 3. They've split throughout the regular season. The last 5 matchups between these two teams, they have scored 1 point different total between the two teams. So, and then they have split so four matchups, I should say, two wins for each of these two teams the last couple of years. But they have scored, like one team has scored 109 points, the other team scored 110. Extremely close games. I think the Seahawks are the best team in football. The Rams have got some things that are going, but old man Stafford, I'm sorry, dude, retirement comes early for you. The Seahawks, Mike McDonald, I love that guy. He's an amazing coach. And I think Sam Darnold is going to get it done. I got the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl, so I got the Seahawks beating the Rams, Boz.
Seahawks.
B-10.
Rams.
Okay, going off the kilter a little bit himself right there. Okay.
Well, you talk about it being so even. I mean,
yeah.
And Sam Darnold, he's a little turnover prone sometimes, so yeah. You never know. He's a little hot and cold. But
12th man.
I think regardless, the winner of Seahawks and Rams, I think that winner wins the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Regardless of who they're playing against.
So Boz and I will give our official predictions for the Super Bowl in a couple weeks before that game, after these AFC and NFC championship games this week. All right, Boz, what game was it last week that we ended up making a bet on? It was the
Miami Indiana,
yeah, that's what
National
I thought.
Championship game.
Okay. Uh-huh. And this idea came from Derek Jasper. And
Coach Jasper coming in hot.
His idea, Boz, was what?
So the loser, the incorrect pick.
So he would have had. So Coach Jasper would have had. Or wait, you.
No. Between Jake and I.
Yeah, you would have had to do it.
Yeah, was going to have to knock out 20 push-ups. The loser with 20. Jake is holding up to his end of the bargain right now. Is he on his knees? Can you see me, Tad? Jake said no.
He's up a little bit.
He's not on his knees, but he's definitely breathing heavy right now. He said he's fine.
Shoulders are on fire.
Yeah. Shoulders are burning, he says.
15.
17. Oh, 18. He's 19. And 20.
Congratulations.
Nice.
You can do 20 push-ups.
Got it done. His face is beat red, folks. Woo. But can you...
I feel good.
Can you hold your arms up to move the board now and the buttons and stuff?
Actually,
you're a little shaky.
You want to switch?
No. Nice job. When was the last time you did 20 push-ups?
Oh, it's been a minute.
By minute, I mean 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've done anything athletic.
Nice.
So, glad to know I can still do it.
Impressed.
You know, Coach Jasper said, you know, I don't know if you can do it. So, anyway, that was for him.
We're
out of breath.
Do we need to talk for a minute so you catch your breath?
No, I'm good.
Hey, you got to show your boys this clip. You have to pull it back up. Like, what I did.
Form was good, too.
It was pretty good.
Form was good. I had the hands right inside, right by my pits, you know.
If your push-ups are supposed to look like this, like a V with your butt up in the air, those were fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. You
yeah,
know.
They were hot.
Those were good.
We'll let the fans on the video be the judge of that.
That's right.
I love it.
All right. Can't wait for the ridicule I get the next week for that. Thanks a lot, Coach. Do you want to make an official bet online right now for 20 push-ups for next week?
Nope, I'm good.
Come on now.
I like seeing you do that. I'm good, though.
Well, it's an opportunity.
I'll make a bet for 50 with you.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm out. Nope, sorry. 20 is my max. Live show.
I'll
can't
give you
do more
3
than 50.
Days to complete it.
No, give me... Come on, Boz. You and I pick differently on the Broncos and Patriots game. Loser's got 20 push-ups next week. You get the pass. I get the Bronx.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. There
all
it
right.
is.
Against his
Kay.
Hometown squad.
Locking it down for Kay. Next week. Okay, final order of business tonight for us as we got a big list, Boz. Go ahead and read all the names one more time.
Start with the girls. Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde. Caitlin Detweiler from Axtell. Josie Haverkamp of Centralia. Tavier Gibbs of Centralia. Kylie Nelson. Kinsey Nelson of Hiawatha. Natalie Strothman, Axtell. Harper Wetstein from Troy. Nora Burdick. Riley Dick. Bristol Miller from Rossville. And Haley Groff from Troy. Those are our girls' nominees. On the boys' side, Coulter Peterson from Donovan West, Cooper Bruna from Hanover, Quentin Aldifer from Centralia, Colin Shaughnessy of Axtell, Chance Jenkins from JCN, Jace Johnson from Royal Valley, Hunter Ingeman from Troy, Braylon Sieben Morgan from Hiawatha, Drake Mellies, and Devin Montgomery from Jackson Heights.
You are about as out of breath reading that list as I was.
Man, I was going fast.
Woo! All right, so... We always go ladies first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how about our ladies winner tonight?
Man, another tough decision. Tons of good nominees, but I've got to go with Josie Haverkamp from Centralia. A double-double in their tournament win in the TVL. 20 points, 10 boards.
Part of the Twin Towers over there in Panther Country. Twin Valley League champs. How about on the guy's side?
On the guy's side, I didn't even notice this, didn't even pay attention until right now. We're going to do a Centralia sweep tonight. Quentin Aldifer, 32 points. And this is the most impressive thing. The dude dropped 10 threes, broke the single game 3-point record for Centralia.
So we're going to Centralia, sounds like. Q&A. And then Josie Haverkamp from the Centralia Panthers. A sweep of the game balls tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in to all the midseason tournament action this week. For Boz, for B-Tad, for Kurt, for Ray, for Megan, for Seth, for everybody across the MSC Radio Network, thank you for tuning in this week. Guess what? We get to do it all again next week. Winter weather warning is in effect. Keep yourself warm. If it snows, stay home. Enjoy the time with your family. Check out a bunch of football games. And root on the Broncos so Boz has to do push-ups. That'll do it for us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Have a great, great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Luker Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.